The Commerce Department reported today that new housing construction was up 22% last month. That's good news for builders, but also for the countless day laborers who had cobbled a living from the housing boom. Many of those day laborers are Hispanic, and since the housing collapse 2 years ago, life for many of them has become increasingly difficult. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, some are now debating whether it's time to leave the U.S.
For long blocks along this busy commercial strip in Annandale, Virginia, men stand in small clusters along the sidewalk. A few years ago, they say this was a seller's market. Day laborers could choose whom they wanted to work for. But now, more and more men are showing up for less and less work. 59-year-old Jose Maria says he can't take it much longer. The other day, I told my wife on the phone, if I can just get a plane ticket, however I can find the money for that, I'm coming back to El Salvador. Like many here, Jose Maria does not have legal status and does not want to use his last name. He says he used to get steady landscaping jobs and send $300 a month to his wife and youngest daughter. But he's had no work and sent no money for 4 months now. I'm asking myself, what am I doing here? Look at all these people waiting for work. It's a tragedy. Jose Maria worries there's less money to be made back home. But if there's also no money here, he figures he should at least be with his family.
I think we have to reconsider a lot of things.
Arnoldo Borja is with Legal Aid Justice Center, which advocates for day laborers. Lately, he's become something of a social worker cum psychologist for these men.
When I talk to these guys about what is happening right now, it should be a good lesson for us, for the recognition about what we have over there, family, friends.
Borja sees this return to family values, if you will, as a silver lining to the downturn. Since October, he's driven 24 men to the airport, all returning home. Some were looking forward to getting closer to children they barely knew. One young man confided he was a bit worried about having left his even younger wife back home alone for so long. Borja hears more and more men talk of leaving, but it's not at all clear how big this trend is.
There's, I think, an equal number, if not many more, day laborers who have decided to remain and hunker down like many others in this country and wait out the recession.
Abel Valenzuela of UCLA has studied day laborers across the country. He says migrants know the global recession has hit their home countries as well. Valenzuela believes many will decide hanging on here a few more months is worth it.
Moving back home, I think, will likely result in much worse conditions for them.
Arnoldo Borja moves among the day laborers in Virginia, sounding them out, boosting morale where he can. Many are worried about paying their rent. Some say they've begun to see men sleeping outside. And everyone seems to know someone who's given up and left. One man with paint-splattered jeans says even the contractors who used to hire him for construction projects, themselves immigrants, have started going back. Not a good sign for his immediate future. As the men talk of what they might do back in their home countries, Borja counsels them to expand their skills and study English. That way, he says, they'll be more marketable when the economy picks up and they decide to come back. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.